What's up, Fool Podcast? Before we start, let me make sure there's no Pokemons to be looking for in the studio. Because I got to get one, man. But the internet here sucks, so.
Yeah.
You know what? On the way over here, I saw one in the car. It was sitting on Lisa's lap. And my fucking phone froze.
Oh.
So that it was a rabbit. So that fool just, all he did was just going over and over.
It was a rabbit?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one yet.
It was pink.
Ah,
What's up, Fool Podcast? With Felipe Esparza. And back by popular demand. And we sent Rodrigo back to Zacatecas, Mexico.
Yeah.
We got Dustin Ibarra.
Dustin.
Hey, what's up, guys?
He's the human wrecking ball.
I am, dude. Man,
this fool, talk about being kidnapped.
Bro, I'm the human wrecking
ball. We went
ball.
Back to do the pitch meeting write-up.
Yeah. Yeah, we went over all that yesterday. Do you want to deconstruct what happened yesterday?
I don't know, bro. I don't care, man.
Well, let me show you
First of all,
this
fool showed up fucked up already.
Was I that fucked? Was it obvious, man?
Nah.
Because I was wondering, did Peter know, like, that I was fucked up, you think?
Nah, nobody knew, man. Peter, okay. He was on the side of you, so he didn't see in front of you.
So you think, oh, God, he didn't see my crazy eyeballs and shit?
No, I saw your crazy eyeballs.
Okay.
Plus, you were added on too much.
I was what? I know, dude. Did you see how I tried to get away from it, though?
Bro, you remind me of anybody go read a book called Permanent Midnight by Jerry Stahl and rent the movie. It stars Ben Stiller as Jerry Stahl, and he plays a guy who was a writer for Alf and 30-something. And you can see how this guy will come in fucking cracked out to write Alf.
Yeah. I wasn't cracked out.
I'm just saying that, yeah.
What happened, though, I was at, you know Ben Glebe? He's got, like, a pool, and I went over there earlier, so I was day drinking. And that was
Mexican love pools are out there.
Huh?
I said Mexican love pools that don't belong to them.
Oh, my God, yes, bro. That's how I know. I'm like, I'm dead.
He's my best friend, bro. He has a pool.
Yeah, dude, so I was hanging out over there. And then, so I was drinking, and then I was like, oh, crap, I got a meeting to get to. So then,
I know you called me all late.
I did, yeah.
You know, it's funny, man, like, where Dustin Ibarra called me, and I made that call before. I know we have our guest here, Edro.
Yo, what's up?
You know, man, I'm pretty sure he made that phone call, too. I made that phone call. That phone call you make, like, 30 minutes before a movie, but you're calling in a voice that you're expecting them to say it got canceled.
I just want to get invited to the pool.
Dude, I couldn't remember if we were meeting or not. I was like, dude, is it today? Is it tomorrow? When are we meeting? And then my phone was dying and I was all drunk. I was like, what am I doing? And so anyway, I know what you're talking about. I did add on too much because I remember my first line, I was like, I don't know if I would say it. And then I was like, listen, I know you guys are really professional. You've been doing it your whole lives. You get paid.
We're
going to
go with you guys. Go your way.
Yeah. It was so ridiculous. So then after that, it kept going.
Yeah, after that, we kept going. Actually, during the meeting, there's always when we're there at Bobby Bowman's house, if you're listening out there.
Does he have a pool?
Bobby Bowman.
No, he doesn't have a pool. No, that's why we don't hang out as much.
He has a dog that's blind and deaf.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm afraid, man. If I look at that dog wrong, it's just going to die.
Oh, man.
Wait, did I just see that you guys got a rabbit?
Yes.
Or a bunny?
We do have a rabbit. If anybody's inquiring on my Snapchat, Felipe Esparza and Lisa from the Ancient of the Casserole podcast, we do have a rabbit. We have we rescued that motherfucker.
Really? From where?
$60. No, Lisa was on Craigslist. We had another pet, Edro. We had a hamster.
Okay.
R.I.P. Chucky. That was the first time I cried for an animal.
Wow. I heard you say R.I.P. Did he die in pieces?
Fuck yeah, died. He died, dog. He showed up, bro. Like, Lisa fell asleep with her hamster because it was already dying, though. Her last days of chilling, you know? She was under the blanket, and when Lisa woke up, she goes, Chucky died. Right? And I said, no! And I went to go punch the first person I saw outside. Nah, I don't want to do that.
How long
oh, man.
Did Chucky last?
8 months.
Oh, that's...
Damn. Yeah, so
just natural causes.
When she was she was there, man, laying down and looked like a fucking crack whore dead dog. Like she was all blue and red, little fucking coke nose coming out of a real blood.
Oh, poor little thing.
We buried him outside, put him in a little bag.
Put a little gone. Cross?
Little cross.
He don't know his religion. What if he was?
Like, we had fish that had died, but we never, like, cried. No, okay. Yeah. But our son, you know, Isaac Hayes, Miklo, he was sad when our fish died.
Yeah.
He put a little R.I.P. in a little fucking tombstone.
How long have you guys had the bunny?
4 months.
Oh, wow.
We had it 3 months. We traveled with it. Sneak into hotels.
Really? Yeah, I had a guinea pig one time, and my mom left it in the car, and it died. Yeah. To this day, I'm like, Mom, why'd you do that? Are you serious? You killed my best friend.
We just got a pug. A puggle. Half pug, half beagle. And
I bet you that's...
I was trying to talk my boss out of it, and fuck that, man. Who's the one that has a clean up after this piece of shit?
Edgel.
I'm not a big fan.
Wow, man.
We went to the improv last time.
We went to the improv. You know what's funny? I normally, like, I'm out of town, you know, and I travel a lot. So does Edgel right here.
Yeah.
So we hardly ever go out. And when we do go out to the Laugh Factory, it's noticeable that we were out. Like, people say, oh, we saw Eddie and Russell Peters. It's noticeable that you went out. So
it's been a minute, man.
Yeah.
Like, and how often do you show up at the clubs now?
Never.
In LA?
Never.
How crazy is that? And that's where I always used to see you. That's where we always used to hang out.
I used to go 3 times a show, bro.
Damn.
And if the line was long, I'll just fucking leave and go to another club and then close it out at the Mexican clubs because they were dancing there.
Mm.
Dancing. So I go to the improv and Liza Schlesinger performing.
Yeah.
And I walk in there with fucking long hair. It's funny, when you walk in with another long hair, you notice there's long hair motherfuckers in the room.
I know, we just look like ruffians and just like, what trouble are these guys causing?
We came in, like, we were like two, like, if you don't know who we are, Dustin Ibarra.
Ibarra.
Or like, if you're in Visalia, Ibarra!
Whoa, that's too much.
And, did you see, bro? My maracas came out.
I know, man.
We're noticeable, man. Two long-haired guys, a little short Mexican food.
Which improv?
Mexican food. Hollywood, bro. Okay. And it's different because they have the lab now.
It is a little weird.
Is there
the
three
setup.
Rooms or two?
Two.
Upstairs they do podcasting.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, last night I ran into this fool, this comic from like way back in the day when I lived in New York, and he didn't remember me.
Bald fool?
Yeah, John Roy.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, what's up, man? He's like, what? I'm like, fool, Dustin, man, come on. Don't act like I've changed my look.
He was doing a podcast or something, huh?
Yeah, they were doing that upstairs.
I met him one time because I had a show called Tequila Tuesdays at the Bray Improv.
Damn,
and I booked John Roy to do it one time. And he's from Chicago. And he walked up to me a long time ago and said, my dad is a fan of your comedy. It's funny, a lot of these white comics, they're fans, their dads are fans of my comedy.
Wow. Did you go up last night?
Hell no, man. It was like a long ad line, open micers.
Oh, really?
I didn't feel it, man.
Yeah.
I ended up not going up last night either.
What happened? You passed out with Jerry Marcella's room?
You want to hear what happened,
man? What happened, dog? First of all, this food loud, man. Man, I dropped the phone at the Laugh Factory. Yeah. And took off. We were inside the car, man. I said, fuck it, man. We're driving to the improv from this fool's house. Bobby Bowman, and I turned on my phone to look for Pokemons, and Dustin Ibarra is yelling out the window, man. Like, no, he's really yelling out the window.
Yeah.
Any Pokemons here? And you could tell when a motherfucker's not from LA, because he's yelling out fucking Cholos.
Yeah, I'm like, you guys see any Pokemon here?
We don't get along with those putos.
Oh, wait, Dustin, now your name rings a bell. You were supposed to be on a movie set at our house, I think like 2 weeks ago, no?
Yeah, and I had to do, that was for the, that was that day we were doing the Three Arts thing.
Oh, right.
That's right.
Yeah.
I remember Joey, the director, was like, man, he canceled on me last minute.
You know what's funny?
Joey Medina.
Bro, I'll show you the shooting schedule. Yeah. I was not supposed to work until later that day. And I was like, okay, so in the evening, I'll just pop by.
Yeah.
And I let him know. And he was like, hey, I need you there like super early tomorrow. And I'm like, whoa, hold up, man. I got this meeting at Three Arts I got to go to. And he's like, man, you're really, I mean, bro, you're really like throwing a wrench in my whole operation. I'm like, bro, I mean, come on. I looked at the shooting schedule. And he was like telling me, he's like, bro, you got to be professional about these things. I'm like, well, the shooting schedule, that's what I go by, bro. It's like.
Yeah, I mean, if he told you last minute to show up in the morning, then I can understand that.
Dude, man.
That's Joy Medina, right?
Yeah, Joy Medina.
He's shooting his pilot.
I mean, I was impressed with the setup. You know, he even had catering and everything. So
there's a part of the pilot that we read, and it's kind of like it's good, it's funny, it's really funny, but it's edgy,
yeah,
and hardcore. When he brought it, when Joey Medina brought his mom to Russell Peters' house,
yeah,
that's a crazy ass scene.
It is,
and in the bag.
Yep. That's so funny. You know, Russell was in a couple scenes, so.
That's a good scene, though.
It looks good. It looks good
for a comedian who at Joey Medina level, my level, to see like another comedian who's successful. It's hard to watch, but it's good, huh? And then you bring your mom around, right?
Dude, that's the best description.
First of all, why would you bring your mom around? Mom, look, this is success.
No shit.
And this right here is right, me, and over here is Dustin getting fucked up.
Oh, yeah. So anyway.
Casting my pilot movie.
Yeah, dude. I went to the factory and like.
Steve is there. Big ass Steve.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. Good to see you, man. It's changed here, man.
Wait, when's the last time you went to the Laugh Factory? Did you go last night?
Bob Hope Show.
So you didn't go last night to the Laugh Factory?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah?
He just dropped me off, though. You didn't
Chris Newberg had just gotten off the stage. Nice. Killing it.
Dope. So you made your rounds last night.
I made my rounds, bro. I went to everywhere except the Comedy Store. That's my next move.
So what's up tonight? Move. Let's go. Let's go tonight.
What happened, bro? Yeah. Well, details.
Okay, so I go in. Here's where it gets a little bit blurry. This is where I was definitely the most fucked up of the evening. Was at the Laugh Factory. And I just remember
when I was choking you with a velvet rope.
I don't even remember that. That sounds hilarious, bro. That sounds great. I don't even remember that, bro.
What the fuck? Wait,
I do not remember
fucked
that.
Up off of what?
You choked me with a velvet rope? Like, is a gag or for real? Okay.
What do you get fucked up on? Liquor, beer, what?
Everything. Yeah? Nice. So I was there, and Steve, another like dude's always been like ridiculously nice to me. So cool, man. Ike was like, hey, someone else was like, hey,
MJ,
you're not going up on the show tonight, and I'm like.
Were you scheduled?
Yeah, I was scheduled.
What happened? We showed to Felipe Esparza to a comedy club. Fucking loaded, eh?
Did Dane Cook show up or what?
No, I just was like, she's like, you're not going up. And I'm like, so, pull me outside. We have a big, I go pull me outside. We're talking for like a long time. And she's like, listen, Dustin, I'm sorry. You're a great guy. We love you. You just know you're a little fucked up right now. And I'm like, man, I should be up there on stage chilling right now.
Instead of killing the audience.
Yeah, now I'm getting all emotional. And then so Steve is like, hey, man.
That never happened to me.
Yeah, he's like, dude, we all love you, man. Just, we don't want you to get banned. Come on, man. And I'm like, whatever, man. So I'm like, we end up walking down.
So it wasn't a scheduling conflict. It's because you were fucked up.
He was fucking loaded. His phone was at 11. He was fucked up at 9.
Yeah, before that. So we go. So then we walk to the Comedy Store. The walk sobered me up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
that's how Mexican comics network, by the way, getting fucked up with other people.
And so I go to the Comedy Store, and over there.
You go to the Comedy Store after all?
Yep.
Shit. Fuck, I should have stood there.
My buddy Jordan's over there, and like we ended up hanging out, and like Hannibal Buress showed up, man. And here's how I knew I was pretty fucked up, because we're talking and stuff, and he was like, Dustin, man, you're like being crazy. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you just like, what are you doing? Man, chill. And I'm like, what? Why? You know, so then I was like.
I know a guy who hangs around with Eric Andre is telling you to chill.
That is not good.
This guy has seen fucking balls.
Boy!
Hannibal Buress has seen balls to his face from Eric Andre.
And he's telling me to chill out.
He's telling you to chill.
So Hannibal.
God damn. He does a show with a guy who fucked up a set.
Yeah.
By the way, which I'm going to be on that show this season. Season
2.
Season 4, and Hannibal Buress is played by a robot.
Nice.
2 episodes, man. I'm there with Amber Rose.
Really?
Nice.
And some basketball player and Tucos from Breaking Bad.
Really?
Nice.
So what happened, bro? You met a lot of great comics last night.
I did. Yeah.
Good impression, huh?
My reputation, man. yeah. Well, no, I knew Hannibal from back in the day and stuff. So he was Like, everyone that I was around last night knew me. It wasn't like I was just showing up. Like, everyone knew, like, Dustin's fucked up, dude. What the
See, but I'm glad I left you alone, because they would have saw you with me. They would have said, oh, he's doing crack, too.
Oh, now. Shit.
And Felipe are bringing him down.
That's what they were. You got to get
That's
away from
that. That's a good
influence
right there.
For you, they're on the way down.
This morning,
so
I
then
called.
What happened, bro? This morning.
I'm
What happened with the Laugh Factory on the way out? There's more
Well, my girlfriend.
Outside.
Okay, yeah. So
she's talking to you outside or inside?
Where are we at right now? Laugh Factory?
Laugh Factory. Okay. When they're chatting you about, hey, man, you're fucking fucked
go,
up.
You
you're like
go.
A wild animal.
Yeah. And so from there, I'm like, whatever, blah, blah, blah. We just walked down to the Comedy Store, you know? Go in there. Hannibal's there. All those cats. Nick's there.
Nick who?
Gara.
Trying to open up for somebody.
There was a, but we, yeah, we just went in there and I was, it was actually, that's the most fucked up I was, I'm guessing, at the Laugh Factory. Because everything after that I remember pretty good. You know what I'm saying? I remember calling the Uber. I remember looking at everyone and thinking like, yeah, I'm fucked up.
Does this happen on the regular?
You know, it's weird lately, man. I've been doing stand-up for like 12 years, man. I started when I was like 16. I never really drank or anything.
Really?
I don't know. Last year has been just like, I don't know, man. So anyway, I called the Laugh Factory this morning, and I talked to Heiko. I'm like, listen, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I messed up.
I'm very sorry. I'm the one who wrote that blog about you, by the way.
Negative review on Yelp.
Did you read that?
No.
I read that. That was messed up, man.
It sounded like a disgruntled, unfunny, open micer wrote
That's
that.
What it sounds
really?
Like, yeah.
And where was
former
the...
Former employee.
Oh.
But if you ever worked at the Laugh Factory, you know... It's not really the manager's fault. It goes beyond all the way to the top.
Yeah.
You know what sucks about stand-up? There's so many examples.
Getting a bad review by Adam Huck.
A bad review by Hannibal Burris. Did he give you one?
I still remember the one bad review you did at a hotel.
I
was it where
fucked
you guys
that
were?
Motherfucker, Richard Dollar.
Victor Dollar.
See, I already forgot his name. Good. Victor Dollar, bro. I got into a fight at the Sheraton Hotel.
Are you serious?
Because I walked in after doing radio and I saw a buffet line and I thought, fuck it, it's for everybody, you know?
Yeah.
But they didn't see that it was belonged to a corporate event. So then the manager,
but it was set up in the lobby, right?
It was set up in the lobby. Yeah. And then the manager told me, put that oatmeal down. And I said, fuck you. Who the fuck are you?
Put that oatmeal down?
If I had a gun, I probably would have shot that motherfucker in the foot. Cowboy style. He said, put that oatmeal down. Like I was a child. And I said, who the fuck are you? And then I said,
And he never answered who he was.
He never answered who he was. He didn't say who he is. So to me, he's Hank Hill. You know, he's going to get punched. So then I put the oatmeal down. I put it down by your feet. So I put it down by his feet, right in front of his feet. He made some house cleaning pick her up.
Oh, that's messed up.
Then I say, I'm out. He goes, son. He goes, you're not used to dealing with a real Mexican, huh, motherfucker? Fuck you. And I went back to my room, man. He went back to his office. And I wrote a bad review on his ass.
You can probably still find it, too.
It's still on there, bro. I got like 300 likes.
Aiko was cool though this morning. She was like, "Dustin, we all love you.
You could come tonight if
you're somewhere. You're a good." Well, I'm actually at the show. I'm on the show tonight. I was kind of making sure I wasn't banned. You know, making sure I was still on the show tonight. She was like, "Yeah, it's cool. You know, we just talked. We had a good heart to heart." And I was like, "You know what sucks about it? Like comedy?
Heart to heart, Rasa,
bro. Yeah, in comedy, you can almost see your future just because you've seen so many comics." You know, and you're just like, oh, that's my path. I'll do that, and then I'll get sober, and then I'll, you know. You can just see
Felipe's
it.
Been through that shit.
Exactly, yeah, I look at that, and I'm like, oh, well, and Felipe among, like, countless other comedians, and it's like, well, that's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, I know, and I can feel that. That's what I can, dude, yeah.
But that's how most comics are, you know, man. Like right now you're, like, dealing with a lot of shit in your head, you know. Your lady's delivering food. fuck it. You're working on a pilot. You know, you're fucking so stressed out about this shit.
I had a show.
This shit has to sell. You had a show.
Things working out.
You're on Batman. You know, and now is the perfect time to destroy all this shit.
Yeah,
dude.
That's how comics think. You wouldn't do this if you had nothing going on.
Yeah.
If you have nothing going on, there's no point of getting fucked up. Because there's nothing to destroy. My
and everything Felipe just
me.
Said, that sounds like a good start, man, for how many years you're in?
12, right?
That's impressive. That's 12, impressive.
You're in 12? Yeah, you're about the time to destroy your career.
It's about the time, right?
Yeah. So man, like some people do it early, like Dylan Garcia.
Oh, no. Oh, shit. Yeah, do it too early.
Good example right there.
Good example,
hey,
bro.
But Felipe, I've seen you, man.
Yeah, man. I was fucking God Munson, bro.
You know what's weird, man?
I still remember one time we drove up. I don't even remember. I had my Chrysler 300. You're like looking for a ride up to a show in the middle of nowhere. And it was like a bar.
You took me?
I took you to a show. That's how fucked up you were, probably. And,
my velvet rope story.
I was gonna say
there was like maybe 60 people at the show. It was a bar, but everyone was
a red car. You had right?
No, it was a black black car. I never had
a nice black shiny car.
Yeah.
Nice rims.
Yeah,
it's all coming to me.
Yo, know, we go way back though. Like
I don't remember that. Look, keep going, bro.
We go way back. Do you remember you used to fucking bank at the credit union with me?
Yeah, man. When I first, people, by the way, this is, we are, our guest here is Eddie Valdez.
What's up?
A.K.A. Edro, A.K.A. fucking Eddie.
That's it.
This guy, I known him from way back.
Yeah.
We go way back, man, like way back. When this fool used to go to the Laugh Factory and watch the shows when Benny Mena was hosting.
Yeah, Benny Mena introduced me to you.
After Joy Medina.
Yeah.
We used to go to fucking hang out at Dublin's.
No, this was before Joy Medina.
Before Joy Medina.
Before Joy.
We used to go to Miyagi's, right? After the show?
I've never went with you to
or
Miyagi's.
Or Dublin's.
Dublin's I've been to a couple times, yeah. But yeah, Benny introduced me to you. You were probably one of the first comedian friends I had. I used to go to the shows a lot. I got into comedy late, too, as far as being a fan and listening to comedy. And I worked at a credit union doing loans.
And I had a lien on my fucking... I had a lien on my... account on my I lean on it a hold on everything
yeah
lean, I owe child state, support
yeah, for child support
I couldn't get a bank loan anywhere bro so this fool said I'll hook it up
yeah I was like hey it's you can bank with me get. Come cash your checks I'll cash them right away I won't put holds on your
that was
check.
Badass dog thank you that shit helped
dude,
a
that
lot.
Is man that
because you know
lot,
when you
bro.
Deposit your checks right away they'll put a hold on that shit and won't let you withdraw so
sucks.
I would release the checks right away and he would just take the money out so
yeah man
damn
for child support I was trying to cash my check at Wells Fargo. Then those fools fucking made me open up a checking account. So I opened it up. And then like a week later, the $4,000 check turned into $3,000. No, it turned into $1,000, bro.
Who do you complain to?
Nobody.
You
bro.
Can't. Yeah. You can't. I mean, you owe child support. So that's child what happened.
Don't get nobody pregnant in California.
I haven't done that yet. That's a thing too, man. I've got that, like there's certain things I'm like, you know what? You're doing all right, Dusty. You don't have anyone you pregnant, go. You know?
So this fool screaming out of the Volvo, right? Out of the car. Not, you know, screaming out of the Volvo.
Not
all,
just.
All the way from Bobby Bowman's house.
Not just screaming out. My whole body was out of the car.
Yeah,
like
he
that scene in The Dark
body.
Knight. I was the Joker, man. I was like.
Yeah, we have the same type of body, you know, a very long torso and short legs. So his legs are dangling, but his whole body is reaching out and grabbing my head on the other side of the
What the fuck?
He has that foot. Dustin Ibarra has that cat dog body.
I know. Yeah, it's a very,
He can reach, but he can't kick your ass.
It's weird, yeah.
So he's yelling, bro. Any Pokemon's here? And then I know we're driving. And of course, you know, Peter Murrieta, he lives not too far away from Bobby Bowman's house because they have badass houses, dog.
Nice.
So we're going, and we see him walking, you know, with a fucking backpack. Fucking 48-year-old writer, showrunner of Wizards of Waverly, and this fool yells out Wizards of
Waverly Place.
I yelled, I just said showrunner,
showrunner. We need a showrunner.
He texted me after that and said, "Have a good set, man." And I think that was a little bit like, you know what's up, man. That's
yo,
like,
Felipe.
Peter's been around.
Text
Peter knows
me.
What's up.
Text me to see how your set went. That was more like texting to see if you're alive.
Yo, so do you still have that account at the credit union?
I do.
Really?
Hell yeah. They're called Novo now. New Vision.
New Vision, damn.
Oh, man.
I'm still there, dog. And so this was yelling out the window all the way to the improv, man. So I make sure I park my car far away from cars.
Where do we even park, man? I don't even remember.
We parked over there where the designer parks, parking lot is.
Oh, okay, yes.
Nobody has ever parked there to buy clothes.
No shit, the Fred Siegel, right?
Fred Siegel.
Yeah.
Fred Segal, by the way, is really the improv parking. If you ever need free parking, if you go to the improv park.
Yeah, that's at night, right? When they're closed anyway, so.
Yeah. But sometimes they started tripping for a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, the valet dudes.
You gotta give them a little dollar, bro. Yeah. Give them a little joint.
That's what you gotta do.
You gotta go.
That's a good thing. Most of them are Mexican. You just talk to them in Spanish and it's all good.
I gotta use drugs to get people on my side.
Right. That works too. So that's why I got Felipe on my side.
Hell yeah. That fool had blood too. I forgot about that.
That's funny.
It was Edro. Yeah. And it was Edro because of Dro. You know, the weed.
I thought you meant last night we had
to bring that Phoenix shit.
No, that shit was horrible, man.
Horrible.
I used to have to get it from here and take it to Phoenix. That's why Edro came about. Because I would bring the good shit to Phoenix. I was living in Phoenix for a while. But anyways, I was at the credit union for 5 years and always going to the comedy clubs. Benny also introduced me to Russell, who I work for, Russell Peters. And that's how I started off with him. I worked at this credit union. My mom, she's unemployed, sells perfumes, colognes, whatever she gets her hands on. She goes to the swap meet. And
son tus perfumes de mujer.
Yeah, so a friend of hers that works at a warehouse.
She sells a fake cologne, like, instead of Gucci.
No, she was selling good shit. She was selling fake clothes, though. Like, fake baby. Is that how you say it? Bebe, when that shit was popular.
There were sixes. Instead of seven, there were L's. Instead of seven jeans, there were L jeans.
So she had a friend who gave her a box of facial products. She's like, why don't you help me sell that shit? I was like, what am I going to do? Go door to door? What the fuck? She's like, tell your friends, tell your coworkers, it's really good shit. I was like, you know what? Let me try eBay. Started selling that shit on eBay. We were making bank. Have you ever heard of this shit? It's called Dermalogica. Really expensive, high-end shit. So we're selling a bunch of shit.
What does Dermalogica do, though?
It's like facial products for wrinkle creams, all kinds of beauty supplies. And my mom was starting to make bank off of that shit. I was doing it for her using the postage meter. For a box that we had, each little cream would be like $80 to $90 on eBay I would sell it for. So in 1 month, we made like 5-6 Gs. And just selling the shit on eBay. So I told my mom, I don't know where you got this shit from, but if you can get it for a good price, I don't know. I mean, it's a popular product, though.
Dude, that's awesome. I love, like, things like that. I used to sell Noni with my... Noni. Do you know what I'm... Like, Tahitian Noni or something?
Wow.
It was one of those things, like, it's a miracle.
Sounds made up.
Dude, yeah, my mom into it and, like, made
What's
me
Noni
do it.
For?
Like, I don't know. It's just juice that's, like...
Oh, yeah, I think I've heard of it. Yeah, but that's like a pyramid type of setup, right?
This one, this wasn't,
So what happened?
We ended up with all this Noni water.
Oh, wow.
So
see, we're buying this shit from this guy who worked at the warehouse, right? So he was just selling it out of his trunk. He was probably stealing it from the warehouse, and that's what ended up happening. Me and my mom got charged with receiving stolen goods, and we got sentenced to 6 months jail time with a felony.
Oh, my God, dude.
With a felony. The amount of shit that my mom had at her house was valued at over $50,000.
Oh, man.
The cops came into the credit union where you used to come and cash your checks, and they're like, you have to come with us. And they didn't put me in cuffs, but they're like, you have to come with us.
When do you start crying?
Dude, I was like...
Immediately, I'd be like,
right away, I didn't know what the fuck was going on, right? I cooperated. I told my boss, yo, I gotta go. There's an emergency,
obviously,
right? There's an emergency.
There's been a death in the family. I gotta go.
Hey, I got food poisoning.
They put us in jail, man. And
it's the hack police.
A detective came and started asking us about the shit that we were selling
it was
on
an
the
investigation
internet.
Investigation, then.
Yeah. Damn. They're like, so what is this stuff you're selling on the internet? I was like, some facial products?
No,
where do you get it from? I was a friend of ours. Put us in cuffs. We're in jail. And, you know, we got bailed out. We went through the whole fucking court process. And our lawyers told us, you know what? You're going to have to take the
rap.
You're gonna have to take. You should claim that you're guilty because there's no way to get out of it. We're buying fucking facial products out of a guy's trunk. You know, it's one of those things where if you're buying Avon or Mary Kay, you're supposed to buy from a licensed representative. And
for a license for Herbalife.
I know, right? But so we got charged.
Credentials.
We got charged with receiving stolen goods, and because the amount of shit that my mom had in her house. It was a felony and 6 months jail time.
How much did your mom do?
My mom did 2 days, thank God. I don't know if the jail was overpopulated or the computer just kicked her out. Mm-hmm. I did 3 months in fucking county jail.
So you took the rap?
No, they said I was the mastermind of the whole operation. The eBay account was in my name. The PayPal account was in my name. I was fucking using the postage meter at work which is a federal offense.
Oh. And you opened up a checking account for a guy.
Yeah, I was cashing checks for fucking Felipe. I was risking my job way back.
See, but, and you weren't even drinking. That's why I'm like, you know.
Wow.
So because of that, my career down the drain, dude.
What took you to fuck up in a year? Justin and Barra 30 minutes that night.
30. Here's what would be the real thing. If tonight, because tonight, it's so funny how all this works. Tonight's a big industry showcase.
Oh, shit.
And I'm on the show. And it's like,
Martha's going to be there from the garment industry.
Yeah.
I'm like, so yeah, man. Felony on my record. I get out January of 09. I did 3 months. So I turned myself in November of 08. I missed Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. I get out January of 09. Economy's at its worst. Imagine trying to find a job with a felony on your record. And, dude, it was the lowest point of my life. I was like, what the fuck am I going to do now? My mom tried to take the blame. I was just doing this shit to help her. All the money was going to her. And it fucked up my career. I can't go back into that industry because I have a felony on my record. And Russell Peters, who's my boss now, 7 years in August. World famous comedian. 7 years now in August, I'll be with him. And yeah, the first weekend I get out, I have a text from him. He's saying, hey, well, I'm at the Brea Improv. Come hang out if you're even out of jail. I was like, shoot, I just got out. I go kick it with him. First thing, right when I get to the Brea Improv, I see him at his car. He's opening his trunk. He's got DVDs. What the fuck do I do? Yeah, you need help selling those? Like if I didn't learn my fucking lesson? But no, he gave me the box of DVDs. Like, sure, you know, maybe help me sell them. And that's how it started. Just he invited me on the road. Took a couple trips with him. He paid for everything. He had another assistant at that time, which he hated. And I kind of stepped in and started helping him out little by little. And I was just helping him out with a few things. And then he trusted me enough to house sit for him one time. And that's when I was like, you know what? I'm going to wash all his cars, maybe have my mom come and clean the house, organize his closet. And that's when in August is when he asked me if I wanted to work for him full time. So, man, I got lucky. I don't know where the fuck I'd be because I tried finding a job during that whole time, and it was not possible, man. So 7 years now in August. And put it this way, he doesn't even know what side his gas tank is on. So, you know, I'm fucking in charge of the flights, transportation, hotels, dry clean, groceries, fucking paying the gardener, the pool cleaner, the maid, whatever needs to be done.
Take his mom gambling.
Take his mom gambling to Vegas. Penny slots all day, man. So that's all she cares about.
Buffets.
But, dude, just in 2 years, these last 2 years, we did 25 countries, 150 cities.
So you could travel now?
Travel the world. Even when I was on probation the first year, where the first week of every month I had to be in L.A. to check in with my probation officer, mm-hmm. No matter where we fucking traveled, we were always home the first week of the year. It just worked out. It's crazy. And I traveled without ever getting permission, which I was risking it, but shit worked out.
Breaking the law.
Yeah. But now I'm off probation, of course, and got the felony removed from my record. So
how'd you do that? I'm trying to get I got a felony and I couldn't get it removed.
Really?
I was charged for having an ounce of crack.
Damn.
No, an ounce and a half. Of crack.
Do you have a previous record? I mean, I don't have a previous record.
That happened in 1991 when I was 18.
Damn.
And I went to court. No, I didn't even go to court. Uh-huh. I got dismissed. It got a DA reject.
Okay.
But when I go to Canada, that shit shows up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's
your shit shows up?
So I was getting into Canada fine all the time. And just recently, last year, they kicked me out. They're like, you can't get in. I was like, why? I've been in there. They told me I can't get in. You have to fly back home. Oh, and then
they came to get you at
the... No. It was at the airport. I was at the airport and Russell got pissed. I actually made the news because he was on Twitter talking shit about the Canada immigration. And I was in there like 3 times before that year. And I guess finally they looked up my record. And now every time I go in, they have to go into secondary. And I had to go to a lawyer and make sure my felony was completely dismissed. They just had to give me a paper to get in. You know?
I flew to Montreal Comedy Festival in 2005, no problem. And flew back, no problem.
Yeah.
Went to Amsterdam, Rotterdam, flew back, no problem. And the first time on the way to Canada to work with Russell, when I worked with Russell that month.
Oh, yeah, October, the Canada tour. You did that whole Canada tour too, right?
They held me there for a long-ass time. And then on the way back, they held me again.
Wow.
But when I flew in a private jet, no problem.
No problem, yeah. Oh, so, but when did you get kicked out then? after touring with Russell or before?
No, I didn't get. I never been kicked out. I've just been held.
That's going to happen every time. It's going to happen every time, no matter what, because now you're on the computer.
So you have been 3 hours or 4 hours earlier than now.
It depends how busy the airport is. But like every time I go now, I got to expect to be held and get questioned. Even though I just got to show my paperwork, they got to fucking check that I haven't been convicted of anything else.
I'm feeling so much better about life after hearing these stories, you know?
Dude, man.
Felonies here and felonies there.
Don't get a felony, man.
Like, fuck. I mean, you know what? You're a comedian. You can have a felony.
That's
fuck.
Why Joe Diaz don't go to Toronto. I can't fucking go, bro. He got me for kidnapping. Oh, they got Shout out to the real Joe Diaz. Not the real Joe Diaz I just said. Not Joey Coco Diaz. This is the real Joe Diaz listening in Orlando and heard about me on Mediocre Time with Tom and Dan, the Mediocre Podcast with Tom and Dan. They do it out of our backyard. Awesome podcast. Very professional. His name just happens to be Joey Diaz. Thanks for listening, Joey. Kelly Importa. ¿Qué te importa? Who has been listening to the show since the beginning. She wrote a comment for us on SoundCloud about going to a Rodrigo and Homie show at the Ice House soon after her mother passed away and how much better it made her feel. Thanks, Kelly. Importa. Nice. Mario Z, listening from San Antonio. His father-in-law introduced him to my stand-up special, and they're both fans. It gives them something to do, you know? Two guys hanging out. Mario is also a recovering addict who has started to become more open about his past since he started listening to the show, and now he's doing testimonials all over the place.
Damn.
I used to be a cholo. Thanks for listening, Mario, and I'll see you in San Antonio in September. I thought it was October.
How long have you been sober, Felipe?
November. Me?
Yeah.
I haven't drank since 2009.
Damn. No way. Are you serious,
Six years. You're drinking a beer right now, no?
Yeah.
I was hungover, bro.
Yeah, I was really hungover when I got here.
Well, I'm telling you, bro, this fool was fucked up. By the time I left him, he said, all right, I'll get a ride home. I got footage of this fool fucked up.
Oh, no.
I put it on Snapchat.
No.
Let's see if you can hear him.
It probably is.
And this fool, that's funny, man. This fool gets more Mexican when I was there.
I can see that, my Mexican side coming out.
It was crazy, man. If we want to take over the world.
Do you speak Spanish, Dustin?
No.
Poquito. So this is Dustin Ibarra right here.
Oh, shit.
Looking like Jim Pompa's son. Look at that.
What's up? You fucking ass.
It's you bad boy. Oh, that was bad. This is bad. Oh, God.
That's a good intro right there.
Fucking fuck ass.
That's a good intro if you ever have a show.
So this fool started like... He started hugging me. That'll be funny, huh? And,
that's your what's up, fool.
The fool started wrestling me, man, by the stairs.
And that's when you choked him out with the velvet rope or what?
Hell yeah, bro. We don't let the Malachi brothers, bro. We're like the two Mexican bushwhackers.
Oh, yo, I got a good story.
We're ready to fuck somebody up, too.
Hey, we went to go see a house. Russell's thinking of buying another house. And the real estate agent didn't want us to know who the seller was. So we're walking around the house, fucking indoor basketball court, selling for $11 million. Badass house. And I walk in the pantry, and there's mazapan, guerrero, tostadas. I was like, this guy's got to be Mexican. Walking around the house, there's a bunch of boxing gloves all over the walls, and they're signed by Chavez, Barrera, Marquez, Canelo. He's got to be Mexican. And then we go up to the theater room. There's three movie posters, A Day Without a Mexican, Muppet Babies movie.
Blood in, Blood Out.
And Beverly Hills Chihuahua, which had a lot of Mexican actors in it. So I was like, who the fuck is this guy? And the real estate agent's like, you're not going to find out. If you do, I'll give you $1,000. Oh, man, the internet is a powerful thing, man. I started looking on there, and there was two banners in the basketball court that said Daniel and Edward. I was like, one of them's got to be Daniel or Edward, or maybe that's the son's names. Anyway, I ended up finding out, you know whose house that was? Piolín en la Mañana.
Oh, shit.
Really?
$11 million house. I was like, then I started looking into him. I was like, when he was the hottest show in L.A., he was making $5 million a year. You still can't afford that house. He made his money in real estate. He bought a house, sold it for a shitload of money, and it sucks with everything that happened to him. You hear what happened to him?
No. He got sexual harassment.
He got sued for sexual harassment. He said he was groping his coworkers, dude, changing right? in front of them.
When was this?
A dude, right?
Yeah, but it was more like, I think it was
It was more like grab ass, yeah, and making the guy feel uncomfortable. You know, like, you know how paisas do it, bro. Yeah. Hey, come on. Say yeah. Culo.
Show that me sucks. Your ass, mijo. He had to leave the show. And I think that's why he had to sell the house.
Yeah, and he ended up going to a smaller station.
I can't believe it.
I think he's doing Sirius. Really?
Yeah, he's on Sirius. That's right. He's on Sirius. And he was working on a pilot with Paul Rodriguez.
Neighbors with Marco Antonio Solis and Britney Spears.
That's a lot of money for a disc jockey to have, like Howard Stern money. Right?
Yeah, man. I was surprised.
Beat Howard Stern when he was here.
Really? In L.A.? Damn.
Is Piolín a Spanish station, yeah, or is it like it's
Piolín is the
it's
guy?
All Spanish.
He's like the big boy of Mexican radio.
I've seen his posters. Like, yeah. I guess they're not up anymore though. But no. Yeah. He has some nice veneers.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, and that's right. And I would always see him at the boxing fights. You know, Russell's a big boxing fan, and I was like, damn, this guy. You'd make good friends with him.
And Piolín is real cool, man. Also, it's another guy that makes a lot of money in radio. I don't know if he's still around. El Cucuy.
Cucuy, yeah. Cucuy was, he's the OG of it, right? He started a long time ago.
He got out, he got let go too because he got too political.
Really?
Oh, yeah, man.
That's what's going to
happen. So what's up, fool? Upcoming shows, man. I'll be in Corpus Christi, Texas, July 21st to the 23rd at Mesquite Street Comedy Club, New York City, July 28th. To the 31st at Caroline's on Broadway. Tell all your friends, I'm coming to New York, biatches.
Yeah.
West Palm Beach, Florida, August 4th through the 7th at the Improv. And we have a few free tickets to give away for these shows. So email me at fans@felipesworld.com for West Palm Beach only. And say, what's up, fool? Give me some tickets. Hermosa Beach, California, August 10th. One night only at the Comedy Magic Club. One night
only. Good club.
Tucson, Arizona, August 12th. Pueblo, California, August 13th. One night only at the TCC Music Hall in Tucson, Arizona. Also, one night only at Pueblo Memorial Hall. Don't worry, people. I know that you guys have Pueblo, Colorado. There's been a lot of Latino shows that have been over there that have been canceled. But Felipe will not cancel because this show is going to sell out. So all your friends to be there. What you got going on, Dustin Ibarra?
I'm at Comedy Magic Club August 19th. And I'll be over there then. Hyenas Comedy Club in like September. Look it all up at DustinIbarra.com. Unless they're all taken away by then. I might have ruined everything by then. So.
Also, shout out to our past guest, Rafael Cardenas. He has a book that came out right now. It's called The Masaka, photographed by Rafael Cardenas. You guys remember him? He was on our show.
Let me see that.
And he talked about every day he took a photo in Boyle Heights and East LA.
Damn.
Every day for 365 days.
Wow.
And so all of the photos that he picked out of the 365 days are in his book. That's $200. But it's a good coffee book, and he'll sign it. It's a fucking badass book if you're into Boyle Heights, East LA, and the East Side. Also, there's a photo of me in there that he took.
What page?
It's under the 6th Street Bridge.
Better memorize that page number.
It's in there. And they're all black and white, and it's a good collection of photos. Also, a cheaper book will be out later on in the future. But this book right here, only a limited edition are coming, only 100 of them. Get them now. And it's a hard book cover. Nobody makes hard book no more. No, only hardcore, baby.
Yeah.
You
can
get it at rafa.la. Also, man, I was supposed to give a shout out to somebody. I was in San Diego. Also, July 15th, there's no Humphreys by the Bay show. No show in San Diego. That show has been moved to October 21st. And shout out to my homie out there at the record store, Feel It Records in San Diego. Feel It Records. This guy always promotes my show, and he always hooks me up with comedy albums, and he hooked me up with his Gallagher album.
Nice.
It's a comedy album of Gallagher, and if you open the inside, there's throw up pieces of bananas and a baby hammer.
Have you done Humphreys? in San Diego?
Yes, for Last Comic Standing, though.
Oh, that's just that venue is dope.
It's badass.
Yeah.
You know what? I got to, you know, when you're at the improv, you always meet people. You know, if you're into like the party scene, like Dustin Ibarra, you know, people got to meet Dustin Ibarra and Felipe Esparza last night. We saw Eliza Schlesslinger. I reached out to shake her hand. She reached out for the hug. I said, okay, let's hug it up.
Dope.
We saw Margaret Cho.
I forgot about that. That's right.
Killing it.
She's been in it for a while.
Yeah. Margaret Cho is there. Yeah.
And Chris Newberg.
Yeah. Did we run into Chris Newberg there?
He said, what's up, man? He was sweating for that 20 minutes.
He always sweats. Russell's taking him on the road and to Asia with us, and he went to the Middle East with us.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I love Jay, man.
Oh, yeah. And Felipe, you know, it's funny because for that Canada tour, and I remember one of the first big shows that he did for Russell was in Vegas.
That's
remember
Vegas, that? Bro.
And Russell was looking for someone to open up, and I mentioned you, and he's like, he's a headliner. He doesn't want to open up for me. He's like, hell yeah, he would. And that's how it started. Cannon. And Russell loved you when you did Vegas, and that's why he had you do the Canada tour too.
I loved it too, man. I was surprised by the money. I was like, I had to chase him down.
He'll pay. He's one of the higher paying comics as far as paying his openers.
Damn, who's opening for him right now? Let me get in there.
Get in line, buddy. Get in line.
Yeah, I know, right?
I know.
Maybe, man. If you showed up to the house for the movie.
Edro can't even walk into a room without people to put in giving them her 8x10.
Their resume.
Hey, man, how's Russell, by the way?
Dude, I bet you they were talking.
Invite
him
to the
set.
Show.
It was Joey all like,
oh. He was bummed out, but they made it work. Whatever. Hold on.
Big shot over there at a big meeting.
Yo, but that was right before Last Comic Standing, too, that Vegas show, right? That was like the beginning the end for Felipe.
Fool, let me tell you what. Badass show, bro. One show at the Hilton. I got to meet fucking George Wallace.
God, George Wallace is awesome, man.
At the Hard Rock. I got to meet George Wallace.
Oh, yeah, he was at that show. That's right.
To meet Russell Peters' personal trainer in Vegas.
Really? Yeah.
Some black fool.
Oh, yeah. Damn, I forgot about that.
What the fuck? Hank? I don't know his name, man. Get in shape, Larry. Hit up one of those funny names.
Get in shape, Larry.
Let's go, champ. I don't know. Let's go, champ. I don't know his name.
Dude.
I don't even remember that.
So this fool, man, started wrestling with me, man, by the bathroom.
I like how we go
was
back
there
to this.
Was there a show going on?
Yeah. No, people were sitting down, barely.
Oh, okay.
And then started sitting me down. And then I said, fuck
it. Where, at the Laugh Factory?
Yeah. Then I got the velvet rope, bro, and started spanking him with it, bro. He was crawling up the stairs like a baby crying.
I think I remember. Okay, that
okay
makes
now
sense.
You remember.
I was like, why is I had a bloody
that
knuckle.
Triggered his memory.
I must have fell down.
That triggered his memory. See that?
The first time crawling up the stairs, he crawled down. He got like carpet burns or something. They disappeared and hung up by the bar for a long ass time.
Damn, dude, there are people. I'm going through that anxiety of like, you know how like you're like, oh, who else did I run into? Who else did I fuck up? And what? Because there's a buddy of mine was there, Daniel Weingarten.
Daniel Boone.
No, Daniel Weingarten. I remember seeing him, but I'm like, I remember he was kind of being a dick. And whenever you're drunk and someone's being a dick, you kind of are
who's
like,
Daniel?
I was probably being a dick. You know?
Who's that?
Damn, Daniel.
He's a buddy of mine. A comic. He goes to the Haha. He's really fine.
When's the last time been to the Haha?
Fucking. Since the last time I was there, bro.
It's the old Haha.
I tried to choke the devil at the Haha.
You tried to what?
Choke the devil.
Choke the devil?
Huh? 2007,
damn.
Man. What the fuck, dog?
Oh, shit.
Oh, Jeff Garcia. Jeff Garcia.
I think I heard of that story.
I threw water in his face, and he threw water in my face, so I figured that's gonna lead to a fight.
What?
So then I started chasing. Then that fool ran like a bitch, dog.
Yeah.
Ran.
Wait, so are you guys cool now or no?
Hell no. He ran, bro. I never seen a guy run from a fight, but he ran, and they started taunting me like a little kid, like, hey, like trying to hide and shit like this. Hiding, dog. He was hiding behind a female.
What? So, the La Puente bad boy.
So he was supposed to be La Puente bad boy, bro.
I'm from La Puente, so it kind of embarrasses me a little that he ran away from me.
He's a little girl, bro.
That's funny, man.
A little bitch.
How do you not,
ran from a fight. And if you're gonna fucking jump with a dance with the devil, bro,
yeah,
you better get ready to lead or follow, bro.
So why did you threw water at his face first?
Yeah.
And why?
Oh, because, you know, like, he kept, like, you know, he kept talking and talking, and, like, he didn't let me talk.
Oh,
he didn't let my wife talk, so nobody could get a word in. Then I finally got my word in, and I said fighting words, bro. I got in his face, and I said, listen, man, I don't give a fuck if you made $400,000.
Yeah.
You made that shit with cartoons, bro.
Yeah.
You're not a real comedian. I'm a real comedian, bro. I'm funnier than you, and that's why your wife wants to suck my dick.
Oh, shit.
Dude, Felipe,
and you still threw water at him first.
Threw water at him, bro.
I hear a story like that, and I'm like, if that
like
happened
me, bro,
to me,
I'm the kind of guy. Dude, when you fuck with me, I'm gonna make it uncomfortable to walk into the city, bro.
Dustin, the shit you've done is nothing,
bro. I was just thinking, okay, bro. If that happened to me, I would wake up every day for the rest of my life thinking, what have I done?
Oh man, Felipe has burned some bridges, bro.
God damn, you have, man.
That's not even a bridge, bro. That's a fucking ramp.
Downhill too.
That's a fucking boost, bro, to get a book.
Damn, dude. Yeah. That's crazy, man.
I don't burn bridges, bro. I burn ramps. I fucking need you to fucking... I burn you on the way up. Damn, I should be a bumper sticker, bro. I don't burn bridges. I burn ramps, bro. So then, fool, that's not the first time I ran into that motherfucker, right?
Yeah.
So when I won last comic stat, like, no, this fool, like, afterwards, like, since, like, you can't beat up Felipe physically, you know, so you gotta go another bitch way, right? So yeah. This fool, Jeff Garcia was headlining the Ice House, right? And Lisa was a waitress there. So he went to go talk to the manager and say, man, I feel very, very uncomfortable if this girl works here.
Damn.
Without even saying, it's because I don't like Felipe Esparza, so I'm gonna be a little bitch.
What the fuck?
So that's been... So
that's the worst. I can't stand that. When
it happens in comedy,
bro. When comics go out of their way to fucking, you know, to say, don't let this comic...
Joe Coy did that too, bro.
Shit.
At the Laugh Factory, Joe Coy. But see, he's hard to find, bro.
Oh,
he's hard to grasp. Wherever he's at, like he's... He has like
he's like a Pokemon.
Joe Coy is like a Pokemon, bro. You're trying to catch with no Wi-Fi. So I couldn't hold him. The devil, Jeff Garcia, I couldn't hold him.
Did you try to fight Joe Coy? I didn't know you guys hated each other.
Bro.
You and Joe Coy don't like each other?
Nah, fuck that fool. he pulled the same bullshit, bro. But without even knowing that I didn't like him, he didn't like me. All of a sudden, Lisa can't work at the Laugh Factory because Joe Coy is there. But fuck Joe Coy, bro. He's out of my league. He's out of, you know, that's another ramp I had to burn. So, getting back to this motherfucker, right? I'm at the Sunset Room day and night, bro. Monday nights, getting fucked up there, you know. I talked about that enchilada casserole. And this fool shows up on the night that I won last comic standing.
Nice.
At the Sunset Room. I was sober,
bro. Oh, I heard this story.
I was sober, right? So this fool figures, you know, he showed up at the Sunset Room because I was going to be there. So he figured, you know, maybe Felipe, after winning $250,000, will want to pick up an assault charge too. That was his plan. That was Jeff Garcia's plan. That was the devil. That was his plan, bro. If anybody's out there, that's why he's called the devil, because the devil doesn't do shit to you. He plans shit out for you to fuck up and make bad decisions. So that's what the devil is, the devil. So the devil shows up to Georgia. He was looking for a soda still. He shows up to the Sunset Room, bro.
La Puente Devil.
The Puente bad boy, dog. He's on stage, you know, doing his same bullshit comedy.
Same shit I've heard since. That's one of the first comics I remember listening to. And even now when I see him, same
shit. The first
shit.
Time you see him, he fools you, bro. A fucking, like a Ponzi scheme, you know?
Yeah.
He fools you with millions of dollars of comedy. right? But then when you keep going back, you keep getting $10 here, $20 here. Yeah. But his comedy is like, he'll ask us a cholo, hey, fucking cholo, you fucking learn how to fucking stab somebody. Then he'll go, hey, black guy, you win all the gold medals. Hey, white guy, you fucking sue, whatever. Mm. Hey, Chinese guy, you fucking can't drive.
Very generic.
Fucking up my insurance. So then at the end of the show, he goes back to everybody. So he'll do a 10-minute bit about cholos, a 10-minute bit about blacks, a 10-minute bit about white people can't dance, a 10-minute bit about Chinese people can't drive, fucking raising my car insurance. That's why I'm driving Alhambra. You know what I mean? I know the bits.
Yeah.
It's a setup, bro. It's like a game. It's like an improv game, what he does on stage. It's as bad as bringing out your fucking hands behind someone's back like Eric Blake.
That's so funny. I back in the day, man. Yeah. Back when I first started comedy, I saw him in Corpus, and I remember
it. Killing
someone, it. That shit was funny, too.
But someone told me that, because I was like, oh, this is hilarious. And then someone was like, dude.
Come on. But that shit
Vic
that...
Vic Dunlop did it, too.
Yeah, the shit that
Vic
Garcia
Dunlop,
does...
rest in peace.
The shit that he does makes it look like he's dope with improv, but it's the same shit.
To the new audience.
Yeah, to the new audience.
But when you ask that fool to write down a 5-minute set for the Tonight Show, you know, is the audience going to be mic'd? So getting back to this fool, right? So this fool knows that I one last comic standing, you know, because his wife was probably voting for me. The only reason I said that to him, bro, honestly, the only reason I said that to him because I knew that his wife cheated on him with a fireman.
Ah.
And I remember one time I showed up with a NYPD fire shirt at one of his shows.
Oh, shit.
That's hilarious.
I was trying to find a fireman hat, but I couldn't. Imagine, bro, your wife fucks a fireman and Felipe knows and he shows up with a water hose and a fireman hat to fuck
fire
with you.
Hose wrapped around your fucking neck like
so
a
we
scarf.
We had beef for a while, bro.
What's up with like...
So,
yeah.
He was being introduced one time. He was being introduced one time. You guys ready for the greatest comedian ever? And I stand up fucking loaded like you were last night. And I yell out, who's here? Fucking Gabriel Iglesias? Fuck that shit.
Oh.
So there's two people at the same time, Gabriel and his show.
Tell me more of your fucked up story.
So I'm there.
I gotta hear this.
So I'm there at the Sunset. He's at the Sunset Room doing
Dustin,
fucking,
that's next level. You gotta start talking shit to other comedians.
I haven't done that yet. I hear that. That's where it's leading. So.
Yeah, man.
You're right in the Sunset Room.
He's
go
at
ahead,
the level of talking shit to about people without saying their names.
Yeah,
yet.
Yeah.
You gotta go home and guess and look it up on the internet. So I'm at the Sunset Room, and I know, just one last comic standing. I fucking just left a big-ass party for the winners. Craig Robinson was there. The late Greg Giraldo was there. We had a one-on-one. He turned down a lot of drugs that night, too, by the way. I saw him turn down drugs.
Wow.
I got to meet him once struggling. In New York.
And so after that shit, I saw fucking Roy Woods Jr. fucked up, bro. Like, fucked up. Like, really, motherfucker? He was fucking loaded. Yeah, man. His tweet was, yeah, man. Just drinking away the third place blues.
Oh, man.
Or fourth place blues. It was all mad, dog. Because Lisa was looking like a fox.
Ah, that is so funny.
She had a red dress looking like a fox. And he goes, this is your prize too, motherfucker? Yeah, motherfucker. I'm going to be a citizen too. And so after that, bro, they had this big old party also in East Los Angeles. At some ghetto-ass bar, bro, where they used to pull guns out on people. The Mongols used to hang out right there, and the fucking Maravilla gang. The Gold Room. It used to be called the East L.A. Rudy's Bar and Grill on Pomona, East L.A.
I used to go to East Side Love. Have you ever been there?
Yeah, in Boyle Heights. So I'm there, bro, with a bunch of cholos. I'm wearing my suit. Yeah, whatever. Then after that, I went to another party, three parties, bro. The Sunset
Room. Last time he wore a suit too, by the way.
Yeah, the Sunset Room, dog.
You were sober during this time.
Yeah, like, man. So when I
why
get
would
there,
you even go out?
You just one last comic, man.
So yeah, over there, man. So I see Jeff Garcia, bro, the devil performing. Fool. I walked up to him and I fucking snatched the microphone.
Oh, shit! Like a boss.
You want to see how I snatched the microphone off his fucking woman hands? His hands feel like somebody that never hit nobody. somebody that never grew up nobody but a microphone. Like, this dude never held a shovel, never held a box, never held a lawnmower, and I know that because Richard Villa used to mow his lawn.
Oh, spots. Shit. Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, bro, I don't hold back. Bro. This is a What's Up Food podcast. We're yeah. trying to get on the ratings.
Damn, dude.
So we're trying to get to 100, goddammit.
Fuck.
So,
Latino anyways, comedy.
We're getting beat by yeah, man. Anyways. So,
it's getting hot in here, man.
So, I snatched the microphone away from him, and I said, get the fuck out of my face! A real comedian showed up, motherfucker. Last comic standing winner.
Yes.
This is all in his face, by the way.
Oh, he stands like
my
on
breath.
Stage, like
the- he can feel my sweat. There's anger. There's a punch coming. I'm going to be violated. I'm going to pick up a strike. I can't go into Canada. Anyway, so get the fuck out of my face.
Damn.
So, a real comedian showed up. I don't ask questions. I'm a fucking set. What kind of question did he ask? Hey, where you from? Hey. Real comedian, motherfucker. That's $250,000 I made in one night.
Yeah.
In one night. And then that fool right there shaking, dog. I swear to God, if you don't get out of my face, I'm going to fucking beat the fuck out of you in front of everybody.
Hey, can you imagine this? He has his suit on, too, man.
Yeah, man.
If I were an audience member, it would be the oddest shit ever. I'd be like, what the fuck is happening?
Go get your shine box.
Go get your...
So it's getting heated, dog. Everybody's yeah. there, bro. George Perez is there.
Yeah.
George Perez is there. Chavago's there. Rizzo is there. Johnny Roque. Everybody's there, bro.
Nice.
All the when I was there, after I punked that fool like a bitch, bro, man, that fool was good. He was outside, you know, trying to light a cigarette. Emma Chavago told me that his wife said that, yeah, man, he was having a hard time light his cigarette. Was like, he was shaking. You know,
that's
I know.
Dope.
And she said, she straight up said, I know this guy's an asshole, but I felt bad for him.
Dude, that's so funny.
So therefore, he got punked, right? So then I'm thinking, I'm glad somebody held me back. Because think about it, bro. This motherfucking comedian, Felipe Esparza, just won $250,000, yeah. right?
I've been all over the news.
Won the fucking sure, last comic right. standing, donated money to Goodwill, whatever, Homeboy Industry,
yeah.
and chokes a comedian to death.
Do you think that was like night. Your version of like, you were like, I've got this, now I got to fuck it up. How do I?
No, you know what he's I felt like, motherfucker?
I felt, you know what I felt like? After one last comic standing, it changed me, bro. I turned into Bill Murray in Kingpin at the end. So how do you feel? So how do you feel, Mr. McCracken? How do you feel about winning last comic stand? About winning the bowling champ? I feel above the law. Was there any pressure? Was there any pressure? Fuck yeah, there was pressure. I didn't want to lose to a guy with a hook. Rob's mic. That's the best fucking line, dog. Talk about a sore loser.
His hair is
all, no shit.
His hair's all fucked up, dog. He fucking looks at a hot chick. I'm in room 207.
Yeah. That might have been the funniest. Dude, that's a funny-ass Bill
That's
Murray,
how
dude.
I fucking yeah. felt when I won last that. Comic Standing.
I still have that the picture of your face. Like screenshotted that shit when you won.
Yeah, it was
Oh, Eddie was
yeah,
there.
I was there.
My son thought you were my son.
Yeah, because when he won on the TV, it said Felipe's family. It was me, Lisa, and his and Felipe's
funny,
daughter.
Dude.
And I was, I just got invited. I was like, shit.
Hell yeah, high five, dog. You
yeah,
were there,
man.
Dog. Married to
him. Yeah.
It was, dude, when you were there, dog, it was sad for Tommy John again. Because that fool thought he was going to win too, right?
Yeah.
You know, everybody thought something,
yeah.
you know. I never
yeah.
thought I was going to win. I thought I was going to move on to success. Either
yeah.
way, win or lose, I would have won, but it was glad I won.
Yeah, yeah.
So that fool, we're standing there together, right? Last comic standing, we're standing together. And then the whole, everybody, they're counting all the votes. They ain't no votes. They're going to announce the winner. Now you hear in the audience, Felipe,
yeah.
Felipe, 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 Felipe. Tommy all quiet and shit like
yeah. I was gonna say.
People actually said, can we get a Tommy?
Yeah, that's so funny.
An Asian woman from the front yard loud, Tommy. he said, thank you. Fool, you know what it felt like now? Jeb Bush being up there, bro.
Oh, I get it. Oh damn, yeah.
Please say thanks.
Yeah.
Please clap.
Tommy John again. I love Tommy John. He's awesome, man.
Please clap.
I forgot that you got it was you two, right?
Yeah, man. Fuck. When we were on tour, that fool was trying to go over, dog. Like, everybody's about to do 20 minutes. So he tried to pull that rookie shit, dog.
Yeah.
You know, like, dude, like, one night he did 37 minutes.
Damn.
And then I had to go up and do 20.
Damn.
He did 37 in LA with my hometown, bro. Yeah, bro. And it was, and like, if you're gonna do 37 minutes, make sure you get a standing ovation after.
Oh, shit.
So it wasn't even a standing ovation, bro. And if you go, if you look it up, man, look up Last Comic Standing review of Charlotte, North Carolina. There's a guy who wrote a review about that show, and he writes that he went over and tried to do 37 minutes, but Felipe Esparza came in like a champ,
yeah,
and got off in 15 with a rocking set. You know, man, you cannot, if you ever lose to somebody and you're going to tour with them, you know, don't show a sad face because no matter what, you know, you're going to always look like a loser, you know, and Felipe's going to have a raving podcast where he's going to mention you and talk about it. This dude, Tommy, would also make us wait 35 minutes for him inside a bus.
What the fuck?
Like, I might have won the show, but he was the diva.
Tommy does have his shit together. Like, he's working on shit.
And then, like, and then,
I didn't
like,
know that's so, I guess. And then, like, I was
everybody's getting complaining. It's taking forever. You know, calling whatever fool. I'm outside finishing that blunt.
Yeah,
I'm in the back of the bus smoking a blunt by myself like a soldier in Flint, Michigan.
That's hilarious.
So he was that would happen. So I'm at the Sunset Room, bro, and this fool, I snatched the microphone away from him. He fucking walks away like a little bitch. He ends up driving home, bro.
Did you have to do the set after that?
Hell yeah, bro. And it was hard to bring the crowd back.
I was going to say, like, so what are you guys up to?
Yeah, man. So when I was yelling at him, he goes, fuck this bitch right here. This guy's a fucking bitch. This guy doesn't like me, you know. This guy trying to get my chick fired from the ice house. You know, didn't let her work. And a lot of women, single moms, are thinking about, fuck this guy. Then the manager walked up to him, bro, and said, man, you're going to have to leave. They made him leave, bro.
No way.
My house!
Yeah.
I'm probably going to get in trouble just for being on your podcast, man. People were talking. Whenever I tell your name, it's so funny, man. Who did I run into the other day?
Alfred Robles.
Alfred was like, so you have fun on Felipe's podcast? It was one of those. I've known Alfred forever.
He's Gabriel Iglesias' lobbyist.
Yeah. Hey, now I have a story about Gabriel. You know, Russell and Gabriel did some shows together.
Big ass show, right?
Big with Gabriel Byrne. With Steve Byrne, Lampanelli. I mean, it was great.
Damn.
And
Steve Lampanelli. I should get fucked up. Maybe I'm saying names right.
And I'm missing someone else.
Somebody big.
Yeah. Fuck, I can't remember.
Bill
right
Burr.
Now. No.
Jeff Dunham.
No. So anyway, everyone had their set time as well, and Russell decided he's going to host it. Obviously, the two big names on that thing were Russell and Gabriel.
Yeah.
And Russell decided to host it, and Gabriel would be the last one up and would go over his time and make all of us wait and do, instead of 30 minutes, there was even one show he did for an hour after an hour show already. And we won't work with him again. But I mean, I love Gabriel, but
that's
that
interesting.
Shit was,
I never understood that concept in comedy, and maybe it's just my personality
me
type.
Too,
but I just don't want to
going
be.
Over,
dude. If I would understand it if it was like, oh, I'm fucking killing, and I'm gonna get a standing O, and this is gonna be awesome. But whenever it's like,
It was already to the point, you know, where you could feel the crowds kind of getting tired already. It's at 2 hours a show, and Gabriel's like, who wants to hear my old shit?
Dude,
and
I never understood that.
You know, he does a
Felipe, all right.
I'm from Dallas, and at the Addison Improv, there was cats who would come in, and it's just like, oh, so-and-so's doing like 3 hours. Oh,
you mean
like,
hyenas, right? You mean hyenas?
That's funny. You're right. Damn. Look, improv, hook me up, man. I'm your homeboy. You're not even booking me.
Yo, but so it was five shows that we did with him.
It's Jeff, bro. It's Jeff.
After two shows.
Hey, peaches.
After two shows, we went to Gabriel's people and like, yo, what's up with him going over, man? Like, and he still went over after we talked to his managers and we're like, you know, can you tell him to not go over? We got Lampinelli and Russell and Byrne waiting.
He's got a reputation. He always goes over though, right?
Yeah. But if it's your show, that's fine. Do whatever you want.
But something like this, yeah, whenever it's like other comics.
This was called the Something Majority Tour, and it was Russell and Gabriel's thing. So
interesting.
But there was another comic, though.
There was another comic. I can't remember right now.
Damn.
Roy Wood Jr., man. I got him in trouble one time, I think.
Roy Wood Jr.?
Whenever I first started, whenever I moved to New York, I got my agent, and he hooked me up with a college gig to open for Roy. And he was like, man, you got to tell these agents, like, what to do, man. You got to get on their ass. Like, he gave me an, I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I called my agent, and I was like, hey, man, I was talking to Roy Wood Jr., and he told me I need to be doing this. He's like, dude, don't fucking listen to him. No, are you fucking serious? Like, it was like one of those, like, he hated it. It's so funny because it's someone he's not even with now. I'm pretty sure he's not with him, but it's like.
Oh, man. Those guys write comedy, man. Tommy Jonigan and Roy Woods Jr. Because we were going to places where those fools never ventured to, bro, on the last Comic Titan tour. Like, there was places where we went to where I was surprised I had fans. Like Pennsylvania, we were in Allentown. And in the front row, bro, I looked down when I went up on stage, and I saw it was a fucking old motherfucker, bro, white motherfuckers. Yeah. And two of them had fucking Vote for Felipe shirts on that they made.
Nice.
And I said, yeah, motherfucker, you could go over, bro, but I won the crowd. So, yeah, man, so what happened, bro? What time you finally make it home?
Finally made it. Oh, and here's the man. My tell me you ate something broke to up with me.
Tell me you ate something to fuck up your body more.
I ate nothing yesterday.
Oh fuck!
I ate no food yesterday,
Lisa.
No food, bro.
Lisa, Eddie. You know what this motherfucker? I tell you what. All he ate a big fucking bite of my jackfruit burrito.
That's right. That was so good, bro. I remember thinking like, oh, sustenance. Dude, I did have a big ass leg. I didn't even know if I asked you for it.
I didn't even know I said, here, have a bite. I didn't give a fuck, right? But the fool took a bite, like, it was, you let, he took one of those bites, you let your little brother bite.
Yeah.
Like one of those bites, and you know what? I'm never going to give my little brother a bite of my burrito. No.
I deep-throated that burrito. It was a big good, bite, yeah.
So what ended up happening that night? You didn't eat?
Yeah, so I went back, and my girlfriend was pissing me all day because I went... You know how, like, I'm still in that mode, like, you don't know.
Oh, you took a long day, like.
Well, the girlfriend is a new thing to comedy, so I'm not sure, like, when I should.
How long have you been with her?
Huh?
How long have you been with her?
Like, 2 years.
Do you live together?
Yeah. But I'm very, like, I'm like, okay, should we go out? Am I going to be that guy with a girlfriend now all the time that goes out? And a lot of shit just gets in my head, you know? You think about these things because you're like, oh, are they wanting it?
As you should.
Are they wanting it just to be a dude's thing? And I'm going to be the guy showing up with a girlfriend? And
then you start thinking about, man. Go fuck it. Am I gonna be the guy that brings the fucking chick to the comedy store, to the improv? Man. Then we break up. Then I see this bitch somebody else.
Dude, I've had I got a crazy ex that's trying to get in this business so bad, man.
I hate that shit.
Oh, it's insane.
I know. One time we were talking about this, you know, with my wife. Then my wife, I don't know where, bro, busted a notepad and goes, "Yeah, Felipe, I've been working on this 10-minute set right now."
Dude.
I fucking died, dog. Yes. I fucking died. Had a fucking heart attack, dog.
My ex started.
No, she busted a fucking notepad never seen before.
Oh, shit.
And stickers.
That's funny.
My and a sticker of Lucy K jerking off.
My ex started a podcast here.
Shut up!
She's a relationship coach, which is so weird.
It's called Dust in the Wind.
Dude, she fucking talks so much shit. That's hilarious. Dude. You know what's funny about last night?
Dust in the Wind.
She was trying to get all my best friends to do the podcast. No one did it except for Nick. And last night I saw him and I was like, dude, man, you know, you really like that. Why'd you do that? And he was like,
he didn't ask you first or anything?
No, because we're like, it's a weird thing. Like, we're like friends. We started out together. We're like best friends. But
we're living together.
Yeah, we live together.
Nick Guetta?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So anyway, he was like, I was like, dude, why did you do that, man? You knew that it would, your ex
girlfriend
wanted to come to a fucking show.
Shit.
Your ex girlfriend wanted to come to a show, and I was like, nah, that'd be kind of weird because it'd be, you know, you and Nick. And so I was like, why'd you do that? And he was like, I don't know, man. He was really heartfelt and apologized. Yeah. And I was like, man, that's pretty nice.
But he didn't talk shit about you on it, did he?
He did. They did.
Really?
Yeah, they talked bad. Yeah, they didn't mention my name, but it was like obvious that you guys are talking about me. And I couldn't understand. I was like, bro, that fucking hurt, man. Yeah. You're my best friend. And I would never think to do that.
So you guys obviously were not on good terms at that time.
No, but now it's been cool lately.
I know, like, at that time.
Yeah, at that time. Yeah, but I guess we're cool now. It's weird, though, because you know that...
It's not the same.
It's not the same. Yeah. And I hate it. And I'm like, I'm one of those guys, I just want everyone to get along. I want to have friends. And I'm like, but there is... it's like, what are we, you know? We're just like, yeah.
Fucking Dust in the Wind podcast over there.
I know, bro. She's going to ask you next. Case, that's be on it. It next week. Oh, yeah, this fucker getting fucked up all the time.
I hate when that shit happens, bro. It happens, bro. Like, fool, I was dating some chick, bro, and one time she was a waitress at the fucking Montebello at Gotham's. And, like, and then she had a twin sister. But I never knew which twin, whatever, right? But one time we ended up dating. She ended up being my girlfriend, but it was kind of fucked up, you know, because she was a twin. And they asked me... I asked, you know, like a typical dude, you know, responds, right? Felipe, I think the twin one likes you. And he goes, which one? The one with the fatter ass? So right away, she's a fatter ass twin.
The fatter ass twin.
So later on, I stopped dating this chick, right? I broke her heart, ended up cheating on her, you know, the usual, you know.
Yeah. The usual.
It was sad, you know.
Smacked the microphone out of her hand.
With a fucked up one, you know. It was one of those, I got caught cheating because it was old school, man. It was before cell phones. It was before this is a fucking rookie mistake. I was checking my voicemail from her house. So when I checked the voicemail, right? Oh, I was checking, and there's a bunch of different chicks were calling in, checking their avails for the weekend, you know?
Their avails!
What you want, fat ass?
I might be able to get you a 9 p.m. spot.
Yeah, man. Yeah, they will call her in their avails, and I'll call them up, call them back. Yeah, man, we could, we have an open set for 10 o'clock tonight, you know? A little Felipe, VHS and chill. So I didn't hang up the phone right. Right? Her fucking twin sister was on the other line, picked up the phone, I guess, immediately after I hung up.
No.
And she fucking, of course, she started listening, dog.
Damn.
And she went through everything. And then she goes, oh my God, sis.
Oh,
oh my God, sis. So. Fool, they must have fucking went through everything fast, dog.
Yeah.
They must have listened to that from her house to the gas station. It was like a 5-minute drive, less than that. But by the time I went over there, bro, I went to the gas station and I put in gas and I was coming out of the bathroom, you know, washing my face, you know, getting ready for my next day probably. or whatever I was doing, bro. I was taking a big ass shit.
At the gas station.
I was trying to leave.
Her
house was perfect, bro. I would leave her house, go to a gas station, finally take a fucking good ass shit that I wanted to take to her house. So when she came out of the house, when I come out of the bathroom, she goes, what the? She didn't say what the fuck. She just said, whatever, you know, you cheat on me. She was already
busted, heartbroken.
She fucking got at me at the gas station. I said, I'm sorry, all right, whatever.
You asshole, just leave me here.
Whatever, right? So I come hop in the car and take off. We broke up.
That sucks,
it's just sad.
Man.
It's
you know how fucking... I got busted because I put... There's this same fucking ex. That's probably why she hates me. But I had this
chick from the Dust in the Wind podcast.
Yeah, Dust in the Wind podcast. I saved this girl that I met
in Austin.
She's
taking notes. That's...
I put her name as my brother's name, Jared. And I got a text message from Jared. Here's what got me, too. Because you know how on the iPhone there's a dot, dot, dot? And she knew my brother didn't have an iPhone. She was like, did Jared get an iPhone? And I'm like,
what the fuck?
I just straight up was like, you got me. And I'm sorry. And you got me.
Jared from Subway, huh?
Yeah, you could say it was another Jared.
I should have been. Yeah. Why does Jared want to lick your nuts? Okay, my brother's very, we have a close family.
So, fool. This chick, right? I never thought this chick would try to get me back, right? You know, you never think that from a chick, right?
So yeah, I learned that. They fucking, bro.
So she's just like you, bro, right? So this bitch, right? Okay, she like comedy, right? This bitch started talking with Edwin San Juan.
Oh, shit.
But behind my back, I didn't know, right? So Edwin San Juan told me. And I say, well, fuck yeah, at least he told me, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know what's going on, right? So, fuck, dude. Ernie G, this fucking hack comedian, bro, is fucking over there being a perv, trying to be with somebody behind my back, and talking shit about me, too, though. Well, I heard, if I was you, so you're getting back with him, right? So, really? Because I just finished seeing him with this other chick recently.
What?
So when this chick didn't want to tell me who told her other information, yeah. I felt that, you know, I can't trust her, you know? Even though I cheated her a bunch of times.
As soon as it comes back, it's like, yeah. Well, it's not right.
Is it right?
You're so not right.
That's how I was in my maturity of a man.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm more pissed off. Now, instead of being still, like, sad that this chick cried through a whole movie, you know, still every... Because of me, trying to make things work, missed 3 days of work, never said I was sorry. I'm mad because she's holding back on telling me who told her that.
That's funny, dude.
Ernie G. So yeah, whatever, man.
You know what sucks? I'm pretty sure that last girl, that psycho one, like, yeah, I was a bad boyfriend with her just because I had.
You're
she was
a bad
like my
boy, bro. You got the bad boy look, bro. You're like,
but my girlfriend,
Sam Kinison, bro.
Dude, my girlfriend now though, we're like, I'm such a good boyfriend. I'm almost too good. Like I do everything.
I'm
you know?
Almost too good.
And that's just because I'm
too
like
good, bro. It's like I'm doing things that I'm supposed to be doing, but now I want acknowledgement for it.
Yeah, right,
dude. I'm like,
I want props.
And I tell her sometimes, I'm like, you have no idea. Yeah. Man, I used to be bad.
I think is you never knew you were so thoughtful, right?
Well, I'm just like, after that one, I was like, you know what? I should probably be a good guy.
Deserves it.
I know, but then I'm like, oh, you don't even know how bad I was, lady.
Shit. So what happened when you came in last night? You came in fucking screaming, obviously.
Yeah, so I came in and she said, I don't remember last night, she said that I was just walking into things, and she said that she saw my Uber and jumped in bed because she was so pissed. She was like, I don't even know.
She saw your Uber?
She saw I was coming. I was like, I'm jumping in bed. So this morning, though, oh my God, bro. Oh, I got it so bad.
Oh, shit.
I got it so fucking bad. Just like and I was hungover and I was getting yelled at and like I put the t-shirt over my head and I was like, I'm sorry, babe. I'm sorry.
What, just because he came home drunk?
And because I was supposed to text her after Bing Leibs. It was like one of those situations. I was like, are girls cool? Like, is everyone bringing their girlfriends? And then, like, it turns out it was like a bunch of people showed up. So I was like, but when I told her before, I was like, babe, just like, come. And she was like, no, I don't want to. And I'm like, so I figured she'd be cool, but no, yeah. Yeah, so she was really pissed at me. And I don't know. Luckily, I turned on the Dusty Charm this morning. And, turned on the Dust in a Bar at Charm. And I think I got her.
That's what reeled her in the first time, right?
I love it, man. I fucking love. I love whenever you're in trouble, and then you're like, it's working. Like she's not mad at me as much anymore.
A lot of female listeners, bro. What is the Dusty Charm, bro?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Take a shower or what?
It's like a.
Put away the bottles you left behind.
He curls his hair a bit more.
I'll have a moment of dramatic, like. What have I become?
Bro, have you thrown in the I didn't have a dad line
every night? The thing is, I was raised Jehovah's Witness too, so I didn't have birthdays or Christmases. Fuck, so I'm like, come on, I didn't know Christmas.
You must have good feet. What? So yeah, you must have good feet.
And knocking hands, bro.
Knock somebody out, dog. So that's why you needed me there last night, bro. You needed a witness.
I did.
Yo, that's a good one now. Since you were Jehovah's Witness, you've never celebrated a birthday or nothing.
No, I know, man.
The first thing I've ever celebrated is our anniversary.
Oh, I got to use that. It's going in the pamphlet. It's going in the notebook.
That's the perfect guy right there, man. Jehovah's Witness and a dude. You didn't give me shit for Valentine's Day. And every time you give somebody
But wait, can't you guys have like five wives?
You're like mixing up like seven I like how every other religion that's not the main one gets pushed in. All right, you got it. And then that little like, you guys are fucking weird. You're probably having seven.
Are you still Jehovah's Witness?
I go to church sometimes.
Mormon.
Mormon. I go to church sometimes.
Yeah.
If I'm feeling really bad.
Do you celebrate your birthday?
No. I've never celebrated my birthday.
Do you tell anyone when your birthday
is? Every day is a party, bro.
Nah,
every day is a party.
Do you know how old you are?
Dude, you know what's funny? I thought today. What is today?
Tuesday.
What's the date?
Wednesday.
July 13th.
Okay, my birthday's July 19th. I was like, is my birthday today? Like, I couldn't, because I just don't pay attention and shit, man.
That'd be cool, man. You can get away with a lot of shit, man. Like, if you buy something nice for somebody on Valentine's Day, you know, I don't fucking really celebrate Valentine's Day ever. But
dude,
I'm giving you something.
Yes. That's what sucks, too, in these relationships. Because I'm like, man, I've never had it been obligated to buy someone a gift. It feels weird. Like, oh, now I have to buy you a gift. It's not coming from my heart. It's just because this is the calendar. So I got to fucking buy you a gift.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's when it's awesome to have that religion. You're like, sorry. Fucking
Jehovah. Oh, fool. Oh, dude, getting back to the fucking, your chick starting a podcast and our chick starting to do stand-up comedy. One time we were all hanging out and then my chick said, maybe I should be a comedian. And then I said, why? You're not even fucking funny.
That is what planted the seed that's going to make her Chris Rock.
And that's the Felipe charm.
But then, not Lisa. She's funny, you know? But some other chick. The same chick, right? And then I said, but why? You're not even fucking funny. And she got all butthurt, right? And then I told all my friends about that shit, and they all died. And I was something, bro. I was talking about something, and you guys want to hear something funny? And then this stupid idiot said, right in front of my chick, I know, what's her name didn't say it?
Oh, the girl?
The girl.
The twin?
He said her name. I know she didn't say it because I know she ain't funny. And then she laughed.
Yeah, even shoot her down even more right
what
there.
An idiot, dog. But she was funny in that motherfucker, though.
That's funny, man.
Dude, that motherfucker sucked at comedy, bro. I won't say his name, bro. He brought a chick to the show.
Not Ernie G?
No, he bombed so hard. The chick told him in front of everybody, maybe it's not for you.
Damn.
Dude, that's a worse. You ever see an unfunny
comic?
Or if
you apologize for them.
I saw some last night, bro, at the improv.
Bro, when an unfunny comic brings a girl out and it's like, bro, why would you
She better
that?
Not be hot.
You're showing her your worst quality. Yeah. You know, like, why would you do that?
It's a good one, bro. You're right about that.
Yeah. It's so true, man. It's like, why would you do that? You're showing her you're unfunny. Sure, you're on stage, but she's going to watch you bomb. You think she wants to fuck you after that?
I know, man. She start feeling sorry for you.
Maybe a
sympathy. That's when it's bad. When you start apologizing for your friend up on stage, like, damn, sorry.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. He usually doesn't bomb this bad.
Especially if you invite 20 employees from your job.
Oh,
you fucking suck.
That makes shit awkward.
Yeah, if you're not killing with 20 of your friends, man.
Because you don't want to be funny at work, you should say that for the stage.
Hey, that's happened where I've invited coworkers to a show. And then a comedian comes up and is like, oh, he's funny. And then he wasn't. I was like, shit, my bad.
Oh, yeah. That would have been me last night. We all came out to see you. I didn't go. Howie Mandel was there. Do you remember that?
I heard that he was there. But
yeah.
Him.
I wonder if that's why I got kicked off, too, because they were like, all right, we're going to have an air of professionalism. Get this fucking drunkard out of here.
He went up for the first show. And you were there for the All-Star show or the Hope and Mike show?
That's Russell's next show.
I was there for
the
10 o'clock. Or yeah.
With Howie at JFL. He's going to do his whatever they call those things, his gala at JFL. You're not doing it this year or anything like
What's
that?
What's JFL?
The Just for Laughs.
Oh, no, I'm not doing it.
Did you ask me if I was doing the open mic show?
No. No, you were doing a show from somebody else had a show, right, on Tuesday night? The college show, right?
Oh, yeah, it was one of those, I think.
What's the hardest job of being a personal assistant besides driving the Bentley from L.A., besides driving the Bentley from Los Angeles?
I should have came in one of his cars.
Up in the Bentley and then driving back. I was looking forward to seeing you last week, bro. I would be real.
Yeah,
was there.
That's dope, man. That's one of the times where I got to drive Russell's Impala to pick you up to go to B-Real's podcast, and the shit broke down
in front of my house.
What? In front of his
That's
house.
So funny. Oh my god.
Badass 64 Impala, man.
Badass 64 Impala.
Yeah. That shit didn't work. Oh yeah, I was getting towed, huh? Yeah.
People pass by. Nice car. Doesn't work.
The hardest thing is that my life revolves around him right now. It's a little different thing too. I live with him. Shit, like Lisa, right? But you know what? I mean,
it's tough, right? Because you gotta You gotta like know this person's. You gotta. It's not just booking a plane now. Like anybody can book a plane for a different type of people. But when you know the person, you gotta know exactly like what seat because you know their personality.
Yeah, now. And I'm on top of it for most of the time. But it's a little shit that bothers them. Like if there's no bread in the house. Like what the fuck? There's no bread.
Ah, that's
it was like
funny.
Shit. I didn't check the cabinet. My bad. We're low on peanut butter. Like
or you forget tennis shoes.
But you know what? That's a good thing. If that's the shit I'm fucking up on, as long as it's not nothing huge, right? Like forgetting a book of flight, and he's at the airport, and he's like, "What the fuck?"
You ever forget to do something important though?
No, I don't think so, man. You just got to be really organized. But it's just time consuming. That's the main thing.
I would feel so sorry.
Ivan gave me this.
Is he still with him?
I think he is.
Yeah, yeah.
His biggest thing that he did when I was there, Gabriel was recording his 1 hour over and over, and Gabriel left the tapes. Oh, no, Ivan left a little disc behind the hotel.
Oh, damn.
That's big. Did he get in trouble?
Yeah.
that's big.
That sucks, you should have seen him on he was on the phone like 2 hours trying to get the hotel room, trying to get the tapes, trying to get some a hoochie to go over there and ask, trying to get anybody.
You know, I only almost got fired once, and it was over a girl, like a fucking groupie, where, you know, he was fucking around with her. This was like the first year I was with him, and he's like, "Don't fuck with this girl. She's fucking crazy." And of course, I invite her over to the house.
He fucked her.
And he took pictures. She took pictures of his cars and of the house, put it all over her Facebook. And he checks my Facebook and he's like, "What the fuck?" And this was like 2 days before going to Asia. And he's like, "Don't fucking come to Asia. Get your shit out of the house. I don't want to see you again." His brother calls me the next day. He's like, "It's too late for you not to come to Asia. But he's gonna. You have to come, but he's gonna downgrade you to economy. He flies us. He flies us first class everywhere
that
we go.
That is dope. Oh my god!
But since it was last minute, it was a middle seat, 13-hour flight, and it was really awkward when I saw him. You know, I had to apologize, and that was a fuck up. But hey, it was a fuck up over a fucking groupie, like a girl that I tried fucking around with after, and that's what got me in trouble. But that's the one time that I almost got fired.
It's weird, like when you hang out with Russell, like he bought me 3 watches.
Yeah.
I lost one at the club, at the Ventura Comedy Club, bro. I went to go take a shit. Came back, watch is gone.
Damn,
dude.
Yeah. So,
like from the green room or?
I've never gotten that opener experience. You know what I'm saying? Where I've never, the closest I got, I opened for Mencia for like a few weeks. Okay. And that's the closest I got to like, where you know, here you hear the stories like, people buy watches this shit.
Russell's a very generous guy, man. Very generous. You know what's dope is even before working for him, I never heard people say bad things about him. He's one of those comics that, he's one of those comics that takes care of everyone, pays the openers more than most comics, and he's just a really generous guy. Takes care of all his people. So it's
so nice. So who is he roofing?
No. right? And you know what? And he's one of the few comics that has never been on drugs. He didn't drink his first alcoholic beverage until he was 31 years old.
That's interesting.
So. No, I didn't remember when I first started working with him. My mom was scared, thinking I was going to get into the entertainment.
His story started like this. I remember everything that happened.
Yeah, he's got a great memory.
I went to a store with him in Toronto, right, at the mall, and they were following this motherfucker like TMZ. Like, they were following him, bro, like a bunch of people. He had to put a hat on and hide. So we went to the store, bro. And I'm checking out these boots, right? The store is called David's. I never heard of fucking David's. And he's buying boots. And he goes, "Hey, Felipe, you like those boots, fool?" "Yeah, they're all right. You know, I did like them. They're all right." He goes, "You want them?" And I said, "Nah, I'm good, man." And I saw the price.
Yeah.
$1,300.
Damn.
And I said, "They're $1,300, bro. I'm good, bro. I can't pull this off." If I tell somebody bought them for me, they're going to say, "What, $1,200? They're going to believe that shit. Now, if I tell them I stole them and they're worth $200, I could get away with that.
That's awesome.
Nobody, $1,300 boost, Dustin. You need that role.
I was thinking that. I'm like, that would be the only thing on my person that's worth anything. You know, that would suck. I got a shitty t-shirt on with nice boots.
Dust in the Wind podcast.
What do you want,
fat? What do you want, fat ass?
People like that, bro.
They did, bro. They were giving you shout outs. Hello. Bring Dustin back. We did, man.
Nice. What you want, fat ass?
Hey, how many shows is this for you with Felipe?
It's like 3, yeah.
Oh, man. Number 3?
No.
Yeah, but we're also working on a pilot, so for a sitcom.
That's actually, which is weird. That's how we mostly met.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, how's that going?
Good.
I'm good.
Brother, I ran into him when he was clean cut, when he first got here.
When I was a good boy.
Where are you from? Are you from Texas? From Dallas?
Dallas, but uh-huh. I moved here from New York. I moved from Dallas to New York to here. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So what you got going on next, bro? Where are you going to
get? Yeah, we're chilling most of the summer. Russell's working on a movie right now. So
in New Orleans?
So I got the house to myself.
You're going to be there Tuesday morning?
You got next a pool? Tuesday? Let me come over.
Got a pool, man. Got a
you
pool.
You're going to be there next Tuesday?
Yeah, come by.
I might go bodyboarding
Let's
by your house.
Let's do it, man. Yeah. So I got the house to myself. I'll
bring Isaac Hayes. He'll have those summer free that day.
Yeah, he could go swimming at the house, man.
We bring got Isaac. He'll have fun.
Yeah.
We'll make some vegan burgers, bro.
Bring your bunny. Yeah, I knew you since you were a carnivore.
Since you're a carnivore,
I don't feel.
Yeah, we'll bring it. We'll do some. I'll tell Rodrigo to come.
Yeah,
you should come too if you mind.
Yeah,
you go.
Bring whoever.
Yeah, I'll bring my girlfriend.
Russell says bring whoever. Bring your girlfriend.
What am
it's
I saying?
Good.
It's a dude thing. No, she'd be so.
I'll bring a torta too. So.
Yeah, man, we'll make some vegan taco where you can fucking take a big ass bite again.
Yeah, Lisa, yeah. I want to try some of your vegan cooking
for sure. Yeah. We'll do it.
I want to try that ceviche. Yeah.
Ooh, ceviche.
Hopefully, we're thinking of taking a break from the What's Up Food podcast. But
why?
What I'm thinking I'm going to do is hopefully record 3 podcasts in one day.
Oh, there you go.
And then be gone for 3 weeks. We have a scheduling issue next week.
Maybe the next week.
Good next problem week. To have.
Might be off for 2 weeks, people.
Damn.
What's Up Food? Thank you very much to our guest, Eddie. Chilling
pleasure,
here.
Man. Pleasure and honor. Thank you, Felipe.
Hell yeah, man.
I've been a Valdez. Fan since I can remember, so this
Ezra,
is awesome.
Thanks for hooking up that checking account. Still
yeah,
having.
Man.
Dustin Ibarra. Felipe. You have a lot of apologizing to do tomorrow?
No, today. I got done with my apologizing early.
All right. The next step is let's start talking shit.
But yeah, I got to find a comic that I just hate and just start some shit with this motherfucker. Yeah.
Bring back the past with Nick, man, about the fucking Dust in the Wind podcast.
I should be like, listen, I know you said sorry, but
I'm not done with this.
I know you said sorry, but you're trying to fuck with me.
And now I'm going to fuck with you.
Fuck you. I'll put gum in your hair.
I'm going to ruin everything.
What's up, fool?